Class A News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Tornadoes across the South are blamed for at least 9 deaths in Alabama and Georgia. Officials fear the death toll could rise as search and rescue efforts continue. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey praised the people of her state as they deal with such devastation.
Typical of the values that we Alabamians have, that we just flat help everybody when we can.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp identifies 2 victims who died in his state as a 5-year-old boy who was hit by a falling tree and a transportation worker killed while responding to the storm. It could take days to assess the damage. Loved ones of the late Lisa Marie Presley seem to have been forced to make one of the hardest choices of all. Here's Ryan Daniels.
New details about Lisa Marie's death are coming to light. TMZ reporting the 54-year-old was already brain dead when she was admitted to the hospital Thursday afternoon. She'd been rushed there after suffering cardiac arrest at her California home. The hospital put Presley under a medically induced coma, where her heart then reportedly failed 2 more times. That's about when family, who had already signed a DNR, ordered doctors not to resuscitate her.
The family says she will be laid to rest at Graceland next to her son Benjamin, who died by suicide in 2020. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is heading south this weekend, making multiple stops along the U.S. southern border during an unprecedented influx of asylum seekers. New York has accommodated nearly 40,000 migrants since May, and Mayor Adams estimates that has cost the city at least $1 billion. He will speak from El Paso on Sunday. Meanwhile, migrants being housed at a Manhattan hotel say they're being given rotten food by the city. There are also complaints about the food being served at another shelter. Somebody won the $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot in last night's drawing. The ticket was sold in Maine. There were also 14 winners of up to $2 million each in several states. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials in California are bracing for the possibility of more flooding and landslides in the Los Angeles area this weekend. The National Weather Service is forecasting an 85% chance of heavy rain with 2 storms in the immediate forecast. Southern California could get 1 to 3 inches of rain in the next 6 days. And in Northern California, those totals could hit 4 to 6 inches. Could all this rain be a silver lining for the state?
California's drought may be coming to an end thanks to 2 weeks of torrential rains. The National Weather Service said the same sort of winter storms in 2010 and 11 and 2016-17 helped end droughts in California. But state officials say it's too early to tell if this year's atmospheric river will have the same effect. The Sierra Nevada snowpack is off to its best season start on record, having almost reached the yearly snowpack total already. But remember, last year's January, February, and March were the driest on record in California. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's top COVID-19 advisor for the last 2 years is stepping down. David Kessler is leaving his position. Kessler co-chaired Biden's COVID task force during his transition into the White House. His departure was announced on Friday. A federal judge is rejecting former President Donald Trump's motion to dismiss a civil sexual assault lawsuit. Journalist E. Jean Carroll accuses Trump of rape in the 1990s. His attorneys say they plan to appeal. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.